AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama praised Vice President Joe Biden's son for living a life of meaning, a person who didn't cut corners.
Beau Biden brought to his work a mighty heart. He brought to his family a mighty heart.
Beau Biden died last week of brain cancer at his funeral in Wilmington, Delaware.
From his dad, he learned how to get back up when life knocked him down. He learned that he was no higher than anybody else and no lower than anybody else.
Biden served as Delaware's Attorney General and went to Iraq with the Delaware National Guard. Outside along the route to the church, people held up signs reading, "Rest in peace, Beau." An evacuation order has been lifted along the Red River in Garland City, Arkansas. Floodwaters are receding, and a levee there was determined to be safe. Bosnia has been slow to heal from the war there in the 1990s. Pope Francis has heard the stories. At a mass today at a soccer stadium in Sarajevo, the Pope told Muslims, Orthodox, and Catholics to put the barbarity of the past behind them and work together for a peaceful future. There's a new kind of event on Iowa's presidential calendar. Senator Joni Ernst's Roast and Ride makes its debut today. She's hoping it will become a tradition. The first-term Republican lawmaker is set to lead a 50-mile motorcycle ride with a group of military veterans and a likely presidential candidate, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. The party is in full swing at Belmont Park in New York. Later today, we will find out if American Pharoah will make history. The horse could become the first in 37 years to win horse racing's Triple Crown. American Pharoah has won the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and all is left is the Belmont. This is AP Radio News. For the 20th time, Serena Williams has won a Grand Slam title. Today, it was the French Open. Matt Brown is in Paris.
It looked for an hour the world number one would crush Lucy Safarova. Serena Williams led 6-3, 4-1 up a double break before Safarova started a stirring comeback to win the second set in a tiebreaker and lead 2-love in the decider. But as she has done so often this fortnight, Williams found another gear to win the next six games to clinch her third Roland Garros title, 6-3, 6-7, 6-2 in 2 hours and 1 minute. Matt Brown, Paris.
Her family says a fan who was struck by a broken bat last night at Boston's Fenway Park is in serious condition. Brett Lowry of the Oakland A's broke his bat during the game with the Boston Red Sox, and part of the bat struck Tanya Carpenter in the stands. She had to be wheeled off the field on a stretcher to a local hospital. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.